accomplishments that you've had throughout your tenure. And I think that once we get the resume in place for you, the next step would be to kind of advance your coaching to a different level. You know, now we can talk about, you know, how do you utilize the resume? How do you get it into the prospective employer's hands? How do you network, you know, effectively to make those connections? And I think that, you know, taking it from a logical standpoint, you want to go step by step, and the first step would be to get the resume in place. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I signed up for the resume first, so that I have something that would actually be marketable to a potential employer who matches what I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, great. Well, let's do that then. Let's talk a little bit then about, you know, how we want to design the resume, either, you know, from a functional standpoint or from a, you know, kind of a chronological standpoint. I tend to think that, you know, for someone of your level, especially since you're trying to, you know, break into that executive role, we really want to focus more on kind of a functional resume that really talks quickly and succinctly about why someone should be interested in you. You know, there's been a lot of research out there done on, you know, how, you know, basically how long does it take for an employer, a prospective employer, to become bored with your resume, and it's only about 10 to 15 seconds. So you've got a very narrow window of opportunity to catch their attention. So I think those are the things that we want to talk about on this call, decide, you know, what the most relevant information is for you to have on that resume, and then we can schedule a time to follow up and talk about now what do we do with the resume, how do we get it out there, how do we get you the most exposure we possibly can in a kind of a strategic way. You don't want to just be out there mass blasting your resume all over the place, but you certainly want to get the right kind of exposure.
Well, what would be an example, perhaps, Brooks, of just one or two things that I could do that would make it so that potential employers don't get bored with my resume in 10 to 15 seconds?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the things that you definitely want to do you want to focus on quantifiable achievements. So I read resumes all the time, and it's amazing to me how much you know, useless information really is that's in the resume. It's things like, you know, I know how to perform a task, or I know how to use this particular software application, things like that. That's all well and good, but really, at the end of the day, the employers want to know what is the benefit of hiring this person. So we want to focus on quantifiable, measurable accomplishments. Those are the big things. So that's one thing that you can definitely do to help me kind of create this new resume for you. Think about those types of accomplishments. The other thing I would say that you can do very, very easily is just have an honest kind of, you know, an honest dialogue with yourself, you know, about what is the most important aspect of a new job for you. You know, what is it that makes you happy in a position? What are the things that you want to try to accomplish? Because unless you kind of think about it from that standpoint, you'll be constantly in this state of flux where you're not going to be completely satisfied with where you know end up. So I would say the first one is something that you can do just to help me, and the second thing is something you can do to help yourself.